Mack Brown came on the show yesterday. We talked about some of the players who got drafted. But before he was out, I asked him if he liked the new format in which they stack the teams 1 through 14 and getting rid of divisions.
No, I don't. I like divisions because I like division championships. And we went to this format in the Big 12 when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can very easily have two teams play each other twice. And you could have the two teams that play the last game of the season have to repeat for the conference championship the next week. So, no, I like the divisions better. I was one of the ones that was very vocal about it, and nobody cared. Nobody listened. But that's just the way I feel. I like the championships. I like the fact that you can win your division. And that's all gone away. But we're doing things now, Adam, for TV.
Sure.
Everybody needs more money within their league, and I've got it, and they're trying to get better games on TV, and that's the reason they have us going to Clemson on the second to the last week of the season, going to NC State the last week of the season. Nobody would ever do that. Before you were playing West Carolina, before you'd play your rival on the road, and now we're playing at Clemson. So that wasn't done for any other reason than those were the best games on those weekends, and TV needed it. It wasn't what was best for our team.
All right, that's Mack Brown from yesterday on this program. Al Hood, TarHeelBlog.com from SB Nation, at ALB Hood on Twitter, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I'll just say we're friends. We are now fast friends. All right, sir.
Hey, yeah, that works, man. You hit me up. I accept it. I think by the rules of Twitter, that means we're friends.
We are friends now. So tell me your thoughts on what Mack had to say yesterday.
So I posted about this yesterday. I mean, we can set aside the whole debate about whether or not how tough the schedule is and how everything was stacked at there. That's whatever. He does have a point about it being for TV.
And it's
one of the reasons that it's for TV is because of the fact that he did a really good job of getting a premier quarterback in Drake May. Like, it's not they're not doing this for Carolina. They're doing this because of Drake May. And you combine that with the fact that Adam Schefter tweeted out the fact that Drake May is one of the quarterbacks that they're going to go ahead and hype for next year's NFL draft.
Sure.
You add in the fact that ESPN no longer has any coverage of the Big Ten. The new SEC deal where they get to show games on ABC and in primetime doesn't kick in until 2024. ESPN next year doesn't have nearly as many marquee games or marquee things that they get to show. Therefore, you stack a schedule at the end in November when ratings matter the most, where you go back to back to back of Duke, which is the rivalry game, plus the game where Drake arguably had one of his best aerial performances, mm-hmm. Clemson, which is always going to rate, and then State is traditionally the end of the year, but it doesn't hurt that the last two games have essentially come down to the final play. So, you know, it is what it is, and in a way, it's doing the ACC a favor. If you're going to go to ESPN to try to get more money, you want to be at that area of rarefied air, or the area where the conference or your TV partner wants to stack your schedule to show you on primetime as much as possible.
Al Hood from TarHeelBlog.com, SB Nation, joining us here in the Adam Gold Show. And there are two things that work for me. One is the complaint about the gauntlet. And if you're complaining about a gauntlet of Duke at Clemson at NC State, no offense. Clemson's legitimately a national power and all that. We can debate whether or not they're still where they were, because I don't really think they are. And NC State, we don't know. I mean, again, is NC State part of the national championship picture? Probably not. Duke is better. Like, it ain't that big a gauntlet. So to me, that whole notion that, oh my gosh, they're beating us over the head with the latter part of our schedule. I mean, I'm sorry, I found it somewhat funny. But the other part of it is backloading the schedule. So let's just say that those are the three toughest games on their schedule. Well. Mm-hmm.
This week at Macy's, find great deals on a gift she'll love just in time for Mother's Day. Like fragrance gift sets from her favorite brands, like Lancôme, Estée Lauder, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give her a new bag from Coach and Michael Kors, $250 and under. Plus, update your weekday wardrobe with Wear to Work separates, $150 and under. And get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in-store today at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
That is good for TV. And that's what all the leagues should be doing. The Big 12 has been doing this. That's why we get to the end of the season and the Big 12 is like, oh my gosh, TCU has the three other best teams left in the league to play.
Well, the other part of that, too, Adam, is that if you, I mean, if the season goes as well for Carolina, I mean, remember, near the end of last season, there was some outside CFP talk for the Tar Heels. Mm-hmm. If the beginning of the season goes well and that starts to happen again for Carolina, you want the back end of your schedule to be backloaded because at the end, that's when those ranking shows come out. That's when people are starting to pay attention. That's when you start getting into the discourse. And it's not just about Drake May, but it's about you as a team and what you're accomplishing. So I respect that Brown feels comfortable enough to say what he's saying. I noted that he's definitely at, this is my last job. I've already come out of retirement once. And he's media savvy enough to know that how we are all going to react to this. There's clearly some message sending that's coming from it. But, I mean, ultimately, it does ring a little. I mean, he's been beating this drum since before spring practice. He was talking about the he was already pre-complaining about the schedule before it came out.
Right.
So there's some sort of method that's going on here about this. And I mean, he's not wrong that TV is the reason why it's happening. But it just I understand. I'm wondering what his methodology is to just continue to keep harping on it.
Here's what I would do, and I've said that I said this about other I'll just bring up men's basketball. Said this about men's basketball a long time ago. I'm the commissioner. If I'm Jim Phillips, I am making the best schedule for my league. I don't care about the non-conference stuff. I wish that teams would dumb down their non-conference schedules. I really do. Because I think the ACC plays better non-conference games that by and large than every other league in the country. And if you don't win all of them, your team's records aren't good. And frankly, the ACC hasn't won enough of the ones they've already scheduled. So I would schedule fewer of those. But I would make the conference schedules to benefit more teams in the league. First of all, if I'm Jim Phillips. Oh, you're not playing Florida State? No, you are. You're going to play Florida State this year. I want my best teams to play each other so we can get on TV and show what we can do. I'm going to have a winner and a loser. Is it going to cost me a spot in a national championship game? Maybe. Or a playoff? Maybe. But I would just make the best conference schedule I could make. I just don't understand complaining about the schedule. Do you think they're going to be good, though, Al?
I think I don't know. I mean, I hate to kind of sit it down the middle here, but like there's been so much change that's happened both with the coordinators on the defensive side of the ball. So many members of the secondary have left, including after the spring game, they lost another four or five there. But at the same time, those are after long conversations. Drake he showed what he can do. He tailed off a little bit at the end, which should give him enough of a motivation to want to improve. They've brought in coordinators and assistants and whatnot that have deep NFL ties to try to help him be the best that he can. The running back room is also very deep. I think offensively, they're going to be really good. It's just, can the defense come from dead last to middle of the road? And if they can get to middle of the road, they're going to win a lot of games. They are. Their offense is going to be enough to carry them to win a lot of games. It's just, we've seen what that defense time and time again has done, and until they prove otherwise, it's tough to believe they can get any better.
Sounds to me like we're playing the same song in Chapel Hill. But if the defense does improve, they will have a chance because the offense should be very good.
This week at Macy's, find great deals on a gift she'll love just in time for Mother's Day. Like fragrance gift sets from her favorite brands like Lancôme, Estée Lauder, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give her a new bag from Coach and Michael Kors, $250 and under. Plus, update your weekday wardrobe with wear-to-work separates, $150 and under. And get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.